Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah could officially have an NHL franchise by the end of this week.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is checking in on all of the latest reports and begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, an anonymous source tells the Associated Press the Arizona Coyotes are expected to be sold to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith sometime between the Coyotes' last game on Wednesday and Saturday, which would allow Smith to move the team to Salt Lake City. Sources say the deal is worth $1 billion, and Arizona would be promised a new expansion team if they can build a new arena within the next 5 years. This comes on the heels of a report that Arizona's general manager had already told their players that they'll be moving to Utah. The NHL has also reportedly drafted two different schedules for next season, one where the Coyotes are in Arizona, the other, they're in Salt Lake City. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Hockey fever starting to infect Utahns, and KSL TV's Brianna Chavez got reaction from fans at Legends Pub and Grill in downtown Salt Lake City and continues our team coverage.
Fans hope the Coyotes recognize all the good that the state has to offer.
The opportunities for people to come in and love winter sports here and then fall in love with hockey, it's just going to be great for them.
I think that it'll be the people. I think the people are going to be the greatest part of coming to Salt Lake.
And hope if the team does come,
the Coyotes will be more than welcome here.
Professional hockey is here to stay.
An official announcement about the team move is expected to happen this week.
Rumors of the Coyotes moving to Utah have sent ticket prices for their final home game on Wednesday through the roof. As of this morning, Tim, the cheap seats in Arizona start at $549 on SeatGeek.
Well, if you missed last week, we were telling you that they play in an arena on a college campus called Mullet Arena.
And it only seats like how many did you say?
4,500 or something. So that also contributes to the cost of the ticket. Controversial State Board of Education member Natalie Klein will not be reelected. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, the decision came down during the Salt Lake County Republican Convention on Saturday. Klein needed 40% of the vote to continue in the race, but she only got 36. Her challenger, Amanda Bollinger, picked up the rest and automatically became the GOP nominee. Bollinger responded to the nomination on a social media post that night.
I just wanted to give a special thank you to all of the delegates that have been working so hard to vet candidates. And thank you to all of my volunteers that have been knocking doors and getting my message out.
She says that she was running to focus on what's best for the kids. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Matt Johnson. We have widespread rain in the valleys this morning, and the snow totals could be impressive in our mountains.
Snow levels up above 6,500 feet. So the mountains south of I-80 picking up 8 to 16 inches. You get north of the I-80 mark, we're talking about 3 to 6. Central mountains picking up 5 to 10.
Matt says the Cottonwoods could be the big winner with even higher snow totals. Once the storm moves out today, we should be mostly dry for the rest of the week.
Local police departments reminding all of us to make sure we register our bikes this spring. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
More bikes are out with the spring weather, but that means chances are higher that it could go missing. Salt Lake City Police Detective Michael Ruff says it's really difficult to trace a stolen bike back to its owner. Registering your bike online with your local police department can help out.
Police say they'd like to help return stolen bikes and that registration is key.
KSL's top national stories. Now, the Biden administration is reaffirming its support for Israel and asking for restraint after Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones against Israel. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House this morning.
We are told President Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to slow things down, to think carefully and strategically about the risk of escalation. Iran's government, we are also told, sent a message to the White House as this attack was underway, suggesting that they're finished after this, that they consider this matter to be closed. Now, as for what comes next, the White House says ultimately it is up to Israel to decide whether and how to respond.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will push for an aid package for Israel.
The United Jewish Federation of Utah released a statement about the Iranian attack. The Federation says it's grateful to the U.S. Armed Forces and other allies who are standing strong with Israel and helping to defend her against the Iranian threat. The statement went on to say, "We hope many will join us in prayer for the safety and well-being of the people of Israel."
First look traffic now on a Monday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, we still have a lot of delays. North 15 trying to go from Sunset up into Roy, really backed up because of a crash. South 15's coming to a stop temporarily around 21st Street as you try to get past a crash there. We've got one on the ramp from I-80 to 215 by the airport, and one on I-15 around 800 North in Orem. Lots. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Also new this morning, the Washington Post is reporting the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation now into the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The investigation is looking to see if all federal laws were followed leading up to the disaster.
The Utah Jazz dropped their final game of the season to the Golden State Warriors on Sunday, 123-116. But there is a positive here with all the losing this year. The Jazz have about a 26% chance of landing a top four pick in the upcoming NBA draft, and they have just over a 6% chance of landing the number one pick.
Tonight is the WNBA draft, and Iowa's Caitlin Clark and South Carolina's Camilla Cardoso are expected to be the first two picks. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
We're just hours away from one of the most anticipated drafts in sports history. Caitlin Clark, all but certain to be the number one overall pick. Back in December, the Fever won the lottery to choose first and hit the jackpot. Clark's expected arrival sent ticket prices through the roof, more than doubling. And now most of their games will be on national TV.
Of course, the Utes also, if you're a Ute fan, watching Alyssa Peely and her chances
all
of
right.
being drafted. Tonight. Tonight's draft, by the way, will be the first in nearly a decade with a live audience.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.